Previously on the last show.
Is there really a place for a radio show in paradise?
What if we made room for it?
For a radio show?
I can hear the engine, Danny. We talk sometimes. I'm getting better at understanding it. We can't negotiate with the engine. We work with it or we die. It was never working with Marion. But I get it. It's been bored too, Danny.
It's using you, Clay. Can you open your eyes for once?
Danny, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
If we do this, you might as well be an empty vessel and I'll be left alone.
I'm not a vessel. I'm a host.
I can't let you risk everything for the smallest chance of success.
Well, I'll see you in the new world, I guess, Danny.
Hello, K-Legion, and welcome back to the People's Republic of Kaylee. I've got an important news bulletin for you all. Cammy, would you like to do the honors?
Do not, for any reason, try to investigate the new island in the middle of the Charles River. You'll be putting yourself in undue danger if you do. We've heard from our reporter on the ground that...
Why don't we let her tell the fans herself?
Hi, everyone. Please don't go on the island. It's really terrible.
Could you elaborate?
I'd rather not relive it.
Ellie, we're paying you for this.
It's people, Kaylee.
Pardon?
The monsters look like people, or they're people-shaped. I didn't get close enough to see what they look like beyond that. The fog makes it hard to see. You can see the fog from here, right? It's even worse than it looks.
No distinguishing features?
They were tall, and they howled.
Like wolves?
Like monkeys.
Did any of them follow you off the island?
I would have noticed if any of them climbed onto my rowboat.
Oh yeah. Listeners, the Charles is finally thawed. But only in a small circle around the Death Island. Cammy, help me come up with a snappier name for the island.
The Island of Dr. Moreau.
Is that a book reference? Cammy, what do we say about book references?
It's accurate.
The People's Republic of Kaylee is a literature-free zone.
You know, Kaylee, Ellie and I have been meaning to talk to you about that rule.
You have 10 words.
Well, we...
8 more?
Why are we promoting illiteracy?
I like books.
Your 10 words have been heard. The committee will put that under review.
Kaylee, do you remember how to read?
Of course I can. It's a waste of time.
What if we call it the Island of Lost Souls?
Is that also a book?
No, it's the movie adaptation.
Perfect. I'm glad you understand.
Hey, Danny.
Excuse me, you're interrupting our show.
Isn't this our time slot?
She said she'd be in her room. She told us to cover for her.
Hey, Cadence, you went to the Island of Lost Souls too, right?
Is that what we're calling it?
Well, I thought the Island of Dr. Moreau would be good, but Kaylee still won't budge on her illiteracy policy.
We both went. It is messed up.
Well, since you interrupted our show, the least you can do is share your findings with the K-Legion.
We should really go get Danny.
You go ahead. The listeners deserve to know.
The K-Legion, please.
This is supposed to be the last show. You're just subbing in.
Miss Payne, not all of us can afford to give up our brands.
Excuse me?
JP, don't hold it against her. It's a character. Please tell us what you saw.
Well, Cadence and I camped overnight.
Really? I barely lasted half an hour.
Excuse me. Ellie, you clocked in for a full hour.
Yeah, counting travel time. It took 15 minutes to get there and back.
I'll be taking this to HR.
You have an HR?
It's just Kaylee.
Excuse me. I take listener input.
How long did the night last?
Well, I'm not sure. It was night when we got there and night when we woke up. And I assume we didn't sleep through the day.
Oh, great. It's oppressively misty, and it's always night.
And that's not even the worst part.
And we'll get to that right after this short message from our sponsors.
JP, how many knives fit in your shoes?
Well, wait, why are you asking me this? I don't use...
9 out of 10 scavengers agree. You can never have too many knives. But before the end, shoes barely had space for one knife.
Presenting Air Krugers, the first sneakers with space for 14 knives. 7 per foot.
You'll never be disarmed for long. Buy Air Krugers, only at your local The Shoe Company outlet. The Shoe Company. You'll remember the name because we're the only one.
Hey, Cammy.
Yes, Kaylee?
I've been having trouble sleeping, what with these longer days and nights.
I've had the same problem.
Oh? How did you fix it?
ZQL!
I thought ZQL died with the end.
It did. but like a phoenix, it has risen from the ashes. Zeta Zeta Gamma Zeta Pharmaceuticals has brought back ZzzQuil, along with your favorite other over-the-counter medications like Pepto, Advil, Beano, and Nutella.
Nutella?
Apparently you can also brew Nutella in a bathtub.
Zeta Zeta Gamma Zeta. We make medicine now.
Don't you just love capitalism? Now, GP, you were saying?
What? What were we even talking about?
If you're gonna guest star on this show, you need to keep up.
You were talking about how the endless night and fog weren't the worst part of the island.
Ah, right. The cabin.
The what?
Yeah, there's a spooky cabin in the middle of the island. Or maybe it's a house. What is the difference between a cabin and a house anyway?
Clay would know this.
A cabin is made of wood, and they're usually in remote areas. Like the woods.
It sounds more like all cabins are houses, but not all houses are cabins.
What did it look like?
White walls, black triangular roof with some windows in it, patio with pillars, or a porch. I don't know the difference between those either.
Did it have a gabled roof?
I don't know what that means.
STEM people. Did it look something like this?
Yes.
Sounds like an American colonial. Definitely a house.
Did you go inside?
Yeah, it was kind of nice, actually. But would have been nicer if it wasn't in the middle of a foggy nightmare island.
Were there people inside of it?
People?
The monsters that were shaped like people.
There wasn't anyone else in the house. You should ask Cadence. She said she saw some enemy bullshit.
So what was inside?
Just a normal house. I mean, weirdly normal. The kitchen had food in the pantry and a working fridge. The fireplace in the living room was lit. That's where we camped for the night. The couches were soft. Too soft. I mean, surprisingly soft. It was great for camping. Upstairs, there were bedrooms, but they were empty. Not even a bed in them. And in the attic, well...
Come in!
Hey, mind if we join?
Guys, we don't have enough microphones for everyone.
I forgot how scary you were in character.
No, I'm just being realistic. I'm not sharing, at least.
We can share. Cadence, we were just talking about the cabin. Or the house.
It's a house.
What's so special about a house?
Oh, it's on the Island of Lost Souls.
The movie?
See, this is the problem with references.
There's a spooky island where the MIT bridge once stood.
Oh, yikes. Is it new?
Yep, only has been there a couple days.
Enemy?
Absolutely. Danny, you know how I told you JP and I had been investigating something weird?
You were off on a spooky island.
Yep, and it's got everything. A scary house, fog, and apparently people-shaped monsters.
Did you not see them, JP?
I guess I lucked out.
Cadence, did you see them? What did they look like? Big, stinky, covered in hair, kinda humanoid, I guess.
So big feet.
I mean, sure. What else have you told them, JP?
I was just getting to the attic.
Oh, shit.
You guys really love cursing on air, don't you?
The FCC is gone.
But the Shadow FCC is still at large. Ellie, maybe no real spook hours jokes.
It's fine. I don't care.
What did you see in the attic?
Danny, you should take the rest of the day off if you need it.
I'm fine, Cadence.
We found radio equipment in the attic.
Wait, what?
The enemy made radio equipment, Danny. A soundboard, 3 microphones, an antenna.
3 microphones?
Yeah, does that mean anything to you?
More on this story after these brief messages.
Huh?
Just go with it.
Hey, listeners.
Hey, Legion.
Remember when we announced that the wasteland for archaeology and cool rocks had unearthed a pre-bomb factory? Well, we know what it was now. Necco. The WSACR is selling the last ever Necco wafers to try and finance an excavation of what used to be MIT. This might be your last chance to eat non-radioactive candy, so get it while it lasts.
Did they happen to find anything else?
Only Necco wafers.
Ugh. Let's move on to our next sponsor.
Kaylee, are we really gonna read this?
They paid for our studio water filters.
Are you worried about the enemy? Do you want to make sure it can't get into your brain?
What? Excuse me, what is this an ad for?
That isn't how it works.
Try Bibble's hats. The only hats scientifically proven to keep the enemy out of your head.
What the hell?
I'm sorry, Danny.
Kaylee, are you forgetting that your boyfriend
Not my boyfriend. We haven't had that conversation yet. Also, I have no idea where he is.
Well, that's the point. He's out there somewhere.
He says we're still on for Friday, so I'm not too worried about him.
How can you not care about this? You've seen how messed up Marion is. The exact same thing is happening to Clay as we speak.
Danny, we heard the broadcast. We know.
And that's exactly my point. You heard what he said. And you're not concerned about what he was trying to do? He's risking his life, and I'm the only person here who seems to be worried.
Danny, we are worried. But what can we do?
I'm not worried. I trust him. If he says he'll be fine, then he'll be fine.
Well, if you ask Marion, she'd say she's fine.
Oh, yes. Because you're the expert on Marion with an unparalleled insight into her mind.
Cammy, are we still on this?
Are you still insisting that abandoning her was a good idea?
I'm sorry, okay? Is that what you want to hear? Saying I messed up is a huge understatement. Was there a better way for me to handle what happened? Yes. Obviously. It's been a year. I think I've figured out that much. But I'm not willing to make friends with the enemy. And that's what Marion, and maybe even Clay now, that's what they need from me. And I can't give them that. I watched it kill people, and it's killed since then. I doubt everyone has been able to avoid the sinkholes as well as we have, or the weird animals. This thing is dangerous. Forgive me if I'm not the first in line to shake its hand.
I'll get it.
Apology accepted, Cadence.
Clay, where are you?
That is confidential information. I'm not about to announce it over the air, you know. How's everybody in the studio?
How do you think we're doing?
Oh, come on. What am I supposed to say to that? That's such a pointed question. I don't know. Not great, since you're making me guess. I think you guys have been doing great on the show. This really fascinating discussion of the island.
So the island, that's you?
No, not me. The engine did it. I really didn't do much.
You knew the engine was doing something, though, didn't you?
You really assume a lot of me, Cadence.
Well, we heard your argument with Danny.
Clay, we broadcast it.
I mean, we've done it before, Danny. Remember the time on Real Spook Hours that you forgot to turn the mics off during the music break and then you spilled soup into my lap?
We both got strikes for cursing then.
Yeah. Why did you swear? I was the one who got hurt.
Clay, why are you calling?
I can't just call in and say hello to my friends.
I mean, why not just come and say hello in person?
Something tells me a lot of you guys wouldn't be too happy to see me right now.
Are we still on for Friday?
Oh, absolutely. I just need to sort out a few things this week.
What kind of things, Clay? Huh? Another monster to terrorize us with?
Monster? Are there new monsters? I thought the Hellhounds were gone.
They're Big Feet on the Island of Lost Souls.
You guys are using film references now? Did Danny decide that?
It's the no literature policy.
Ah, yeah. I thought this was the last show.
Danny asked us to sub in, but she showed up anyway.
I assumed the Big Feet were because of you, Clay.
Wait, are we talking full-on Big Feet? 8 feet tall, kind of stinky, covered in hair?
Yeah.
No tentacles?
I don't know. It was foggy and dark.
Foggy? Dark? What was this island like? It was supposed to be nice.
Sounds like your friend isn't listening to you.
What do you mean, supposed to be?
Let's all forget I said that.
Clay, I'm the closest thing you and Marion have to a friend here.
Excuse me?
Kaylee, do you even know what the enemy is?
Not a useful advertising demographic, that's for sure.
Kaylee.
Yes, I know what the enemy is. I just don't know why everyone's so worried about it. We've been managing just fine.
Well, what about everyone who hasn't been managing just fine?
If we spend all of our time worrying about stuff like that, managing will get a lot harder. I like to live in the present.
That's the spirit!
Clay, who are you talking to?
Oh, our pals back at the last show. Hey, everybody, Marion's here too.
Hi. Do you like Eden?
Hi, Marion. Did you just meet?
Can we take turns?
What's Eden?
Oh, the new island. Did you not see the sign?
There most definitely was not a sign.
And even if there was, it was too dark and foggy to read.
Dark? Foggy? That must be a mistake. Are you sure it was dark?
Absolutely.
Clay, did you do that?
I didn't know it was going to be an island.
But you did know the enemy was building something.
I only cared about the Big Feet. I'm glad they showed up.
Was there a house?
Oh, was that you guys too?
Oh, I'm glad it was listening. Clay, that's where we...
Oh, look, why don't I take the lead on this one, Marion?
Okay, you're right.
The lead on what?
I don't even have the head already. Whatever. Hey, Greater Boston Wasteland. Don't you think it would be great if there was a third radio show? You know, 50% more choice. If you don't like ads or fear-mongering, then boy do I have the station for you. On every bandwidth aside from this one, tune in to New Motive Eden Radio. I'm Clay, your most gracious host, and I'd love to have you along.
I'll also be there. Tune in for Marion's Poetry Hours after the main segment. We have some nice new material for you all.
So that's your big plan now. Straight up enemy propaganda blasted into the entire wasteland?
Danny, you know I'd be a terrible propagandist. I started that announcement already off script.
Oh, don't sell yourself short.
Come on, Danny. This was all my idea. Back on the last show, we talked a big game about protecting people, but all we had were Cadence's last-minute sinkhole warnings and speculation. Don't you think we owe the Wasteland something more than that?
I don't think we owed them a scary island and Big Feet.
The Big Feet were a test. I'm pretty sure I can give forecasts now. Hey, listeners, let me give you a little taste of what you can expect on Enemy Radio. If I'm wrong, feel free to sue me. In the next couple days, the Charles is going to melt entirely. Don't go swimming, though. The engine has decided it wants to make the river a little more interesting.
What does more interesting mean?
Either giant lampreys or Nessie. Hasn't decided yet. Enjoy your visits to the island while you still can. It's going to get a lot harder to get to. It's not for public consumption. It is more of a beta environment, you know?
So like it's lab? For experiments?
I don't really know if it follows the scientific method. Yet another reason to tune into new...
Jeez, I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Yeah, me neither. Ugh! Oh my god, Cadence, pick up and I'll tell him to stop trying. Clay?
I leave for 4 months and you guys fall apart. Clearly, I'm the backbone of this show.
Frank, where are you?
About a block away. What's happened here? I just saw a rat with 8 legs trying to eat a whole dog.
Oh my god, Frank, I'm...
Apologize to me in person, doofus. Also, you owe me like a ton of food.
You're back! I was so worried when I heard you'd left. We'll be right down.
I think I should go too, just in case the growling is something we need to be worried about.
You heard it here first, K-Legion. Frank is back. We'll interview him live on the air after these
Kaylee,
brief...
can you stop? Can you drop the act for a second?
Legally, I can't.
Are you really not worried about Clay?
I trust him. If he thinks he can take on the enemy, who are we to say that he can't?
Even knowing what it's doing to him?
Well, it's not like we haven't changed either. The end changed me. It's definitely changed you, too. It's just easier to point out the way someone else has changed.
I think being manipulated by a robot god is a bit different from becoming more pragmatic.
Is that what you're calling it, Danny?
You know what I mean.
Say what you will. I think Clay's gonna be fine. We both have to believe that, right?
The Last Show is written and produced by Clay McDermott and Danny Roa. Editing by Danny Roa. The voice of Kaylee is Susan Sal. The voice of Cammy is Cammy Mojica. The voice of the Squire is Eleanor Schiltz. The voice of JP is Hannah Harn. The voice of the Knight is Cadence Seeger. The voice of Danny is Danny Roa. The voice of the Partner is Frank Hernandez. The voice of Marion is Meg Bywater. The voice of the Host is Clay McDermott. Music on The Last Show is composed by Danny Roa. Find the soundtrack on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/lastshowpodcast. Follow us on social media at Last Show Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. This podcast is affiliated with WTBU. Episodes come out every 2 weeks on Anchor or wherever you listen to podcasts. Want more WTBU content? Go to WTBUradio.org and click on Podcast to see the latest offerings, or click on Livestream to check out WTBU's radio shows, broadcasted live 20 hours a day, every day.
And just a quick note from me, I wanted to thank you all so much for joining us on Season 2 of The Last Show. We'd also like to thank everyone over at WTBU for supporting us in this project. We're getting close to the end now, actually. Season 3 is going to be our final season, and I hope all of you are going to join us for it. We're taking a brief hiatus for the holidays, but you'll be hearing from us again in February. Until then, be sure to follow us on social media for a few sneak previews of the next season. And if you like what we do, please rate and review our podcast and recommend it to your friends. We'll be back soon enough. Have a happy new year.